We are recording.
Okay, so this is the July 20th, 2020 virtual public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Clinton, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given for the public meeting. In that, an annual notice was published. Notice of an agenda posted on the township website, boards, front door of public safety building. Next to the front door, express time, turn your name, other than review, no later, again, right.
Yes. Sue, I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm not sure if it's my end or yours. Is anyone else having trouble hearing Sue?
I am as well, yes.
Same here.
Okay. I think it may be your connection then, Sue.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll do the roll call. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Absent.
And Mr. Semay?
Absent.
You have a quorum, Ms. Vice Chair.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me better now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. The first item on the agenda are the meeting minutes from May 18th, 2020. And the eligible members are Glaser, Kleinhans, Lazarus. So there's three of us. Does anybody have any comments?
Corrections to the reading minutes. Denise sent them out
the agenda. Nope.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Who was that? Was that Mr.
Glaser? Bill Glaser, yep.
Lazarus, second.
Okay. And roll call, Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
And Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, there are no resolutions to the meeting. And is anyone out there somewhere? They're virtually.
There doesn't appear to be, and I have unlocked the meeting.
Okay, so that. Let the minutes reflect that there is no one from the public at this meeting. And as far as business is concerned, the vouchers were sent out a few days after the agenda. There's three or four of them, and I looked at them, and they looked okay to me. Does anybody have any questions on the vouchers? Or anybody want
I think they look fine.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, same there.
John and John?
Yep.
John Higgins was the first one, and Mr. Baird.
So do we need a motion? I'll second this one. John Higgins.
Okay.
And who was it? Who made the motion?
Bill Glaser.
Bill.
Bill made it.
Okay, and then the roll call, Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
And Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that completes the new business, unless someone else has anything to bring up. If not, move on to reports. The first one would be the report to council.
See, Bill, you listened to the meeting, knowing you, I didn't.
I did. I'm trying to think. It was a quick meeting. I have the feeling an ordinance was introduced, but I forget what it was.
I know it was quick, but that's, if you'd like, maybe for the interest of the planning board, we had a large video conference with the principals involved in the old Muni building. Denise attended, and it's this, how would I say this, what we hope is the last and the very final push to get this thing approved in the final form. And we had three architects, Denise, me, Brian, our designer guy, we have two lawyers for the developer, John Drill. It was about an hour, it was longer than an hour, I've been. And I think we have general agreement. There's a few things they have to do to be ready for final approval. One is to renew the subdivision, which expired, and perfect that. And Denise, you gotta help me. There are three items.
So three items. They need to. They've not gone through compliance for preliminary as of yet. And there is a sticking point in the conditions regarding the architecturals. So they are going to request a modification of that condition. So that's one thing. They have to seek another approval for the subdivision because that time frame has expired, and then apply for final.
And everybody on the developer side that could be there was there, and including two lawyers. So I know John is going to be pushing for it. There's a hope that all this can be done by the August planning board meeting. So it's a bit of a stretch that the architect thing and the re-up on the subdivision are almost done by letters. So they're small things. They just have to happen timely. And then, hopefully they will have all the plans and everything else in good shape and we can go. May end up to be an August and then September kind of a thing, but I know that Rob would like, the redeveloper would like to get everything in for August. Because after that, before he can begin construction, we need to get an easement. One of us have quite never seen one of these. We need an easement for SHPO that describes exactly what work is going to be done and how and other things we're not that familiar with. And then that has to be approved by SHPO before construction can begin. So we're really anxious to get the approval hearing done, and then that'll fall into the tender mercies of the folks at SHPO. But hopefully they will react quickly. Brian Malay is a good contact there, so we're hoping we can move this along expeditiously and actually see some progress by the time the fall is around. So that was that. Our, the ordinance committee, Mr. Glazer and Mr. Higgins, went through the proposals for some of the proposals that emanate from the master plan reexamination. And Tom Burns and issued a, something, gosh, about 3 weeks ago now. And we did a very long look at it and issued a two notes today. I have the red bills, but I got one now. So we'll see what the next step would be, you know, kind of a quick conference call with Tom and make sure he agrees with some of these changes. And then he'll issue a formal form for the planning board to look at. And he also does the ordinance, so Trishka doesn't have to start from scratch. So some progress on that front. And that's all I have.
Mr. Mayor, are you fully back? Are you back to good?
Yeah, no, I started back today, John. And I did get into the office. I had this confusion thing. And then the conference was there, and I had to pick up my daughter. So wandering.
I guess this means Brian Miller's reign of terror is over?
Well, I don't mean to prolong this for folks, but my emails have been forwarded to Brian, so we're going to continue that so he can build an email, you know, structure, a folder structure, to start out with his mayor. And basically, I'm going to tell people, look, just copy the two of us. Brian and I are good friends. We back each other up. Brian says do it, do it. If I say do it, and trust that we're always going to be on the same page. And if we're not, it's not your fault. He can punch me or I can punch him. It's effectively, it's been a very long transition, the start of a long transition to become mayor for Brian. And it was a great relief for me, to be honest. There was a period there where I just, spent a lot of time in field position. So, and of course, as you might expect, he did a wonderful job.
Well, he's still going to win in November, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Somehow I think he will. So, gosh, I'm trying to think if there's, some news. The at long last, Herman will be paved immediately after the August 12th council meeting. Because everything's done. It's a matter of getting a resolution before the work is done to change it rather than after. And it looks like progress, and Denise, you probably saw this. It looks like progress on paving around the Zinn Realty project.
Yes.
Brian, we were just on the phone a little while ago. We have to massage the house there, but all of the work that should have been done by Zinn Realty and friends in terms of under the pavement stuff was done. So that's getting in our way. Now we just have to cost the engineer's estimate a little high, like it was for the second phase of Stanton Mountain. But I think Brian and Jay are going to use the same approach to whittle it down, working with Kathy, to a point where we don't gold plate it, but we're not doing a really slipshod job. And it sounds, by the way Brian was talking about it, the way I think about it, it sounds like we should be able to get the cost under control and execute those roads probably in August. And gosh, that's all I can think of. Yeah, in terms of general.
Bill, to your point before, you said that you thought that there was an ordinance, you couldn't remember what it was. I just looked it up. It was the dedication of the accepting of the drainage easement for that Evergreen property.
Yeah. So was it a big
no
ordinance?
Yeah, that's been, the shame of it is they probably the past 2 years it's been very wet, and they're the cul-de-sac that it relies on is, and this is an interesting thing to me for the planning board. We have several cul-de-sacs, including that one, where the drainage from the sewer basins don't go to daylight. They go to a dry well. And I know there was one other cul-de-sac that failed, but Jim Dinkoff happens to live on it, but he was a little bit more patient, and as the rain slowed down a little bit, it wasn't an issue anymore. This has been, I guess, a pretty significant issue up there. It's off Haytown, and we're going to have to dig it up into a complete new dry well. It's significant cost. So we should never, if we can help it, drain streets with a dry well. Anything else? I didn't mean to.
If anybody's around open space or environmental
conditions. I can give you some general news. The August 12th meeting, we have the construction of the pavilion over at Windy Acres on the agenda. That's already decided. It was kind of funny. Folks were thinking it would require some permission and whatnot from Green Acres, but when we looked at the print, it's within what's called an exception area. When you preserve a property, typically there's an acre or two that is set aside for a farmhouse and a barn. In Windy Acres' case, I was amazed. I didn't know this. It wasn't around at the time. It was 2008. And they actually envisioned the pathway into where the buildings are that were demolished, which is where the pavilion's going. And then there's another, that's a 2-acre exception area. And then just before you get to the buildings, there's a 5-acre exception area, which must have been envisioned for a parking area. I don't think it was probably envisioned to be a farmstead with a barn and a, whatever you call it, a corral or something for a while. So since this stuff is the exception area, the township zoning ordinance is applied, not Green Acres restrictions. I wouldn't say we can do anything we want in there, but we really don't need to check with Green Acres. So instead of going through some process with them, we'll simply approve it as a resolution at the August meeting. So Amy's all, she's really happy about that. And it'll be a nice addition. Tom Sylvia has got costs for the pavilion, so we're going to have Kathy's folks do an engineer's estimate as to the slab and then the erection of the pavilion. So, and that'll be what we do with council.
Great.
So, yeah, that was a really happy, like I said, it was a total surprise to me. I forgot who sent me the print, but it was like, what are we doing all this stuff? Because it's not preserved. In a certain way, it's not preserved.
Right. Who knew?
Probably Nick, but he wasn't telling anybody. He was just complaining. He's been on Facebook complaining with about all the goings on over there. And pontificating, and I do mean pontificating, about the sanctity of one of the
other. Well, the turtles.
Okay. So I could probably... I'm going to stop after this, honestly. There's one other thing that was for the planning board. Brian and Trishka had taken up the task to come up with what would be a technical review committee, comprised of people like Denise and our engineer, probably a planning board member or two, where some minor decisions can be made or changes can be approved without having to go before the board and pay all the money. So Brian's going to, he kind of took it over from Trishka. And I'm going to be sending him the Reddington ordinance for that tonight. And the two of us will help each other working on that, because we really do want to get that in place. And we've made development so difficult with Highlands. We want to do what we can to do. So and for all the small things that, you know, homeowners or business owners may want to do. And you, I guess you all have talked about outdoor dining, Denise, and
I'm sorry, what was that, John?
Have you talked about outdoor dining in terms of relaxing some of the restrictions on it because of the emergency?
Yeah, basically what we've just done is we had Lieutenant DeRosa go out to the sites just to make sure that there weren't any safety issues. Safety and traffic issues.
Yeah, so we've relaxed any restrictions in a, kind of a neighborly way on outdoor dining in the restaurants that wanted to do it. And, you know, as you probably know, most of the restaurants in town had taken advantage of that. Lieutenant DeRosa was kind enough to sort of certify it and make sure there was no safety or traffic issues. And it was sort of an informal thing instead of requiring, my God, the company to come for it. I know Josh at Juniper Hill has taken advantage. I think he's the first one to take advantage of the farmer's market ordinance, what we did. So all this kind of stuff, you know, just helps the local businesses keep afloat.
Yeah. I I'm local too. So all of the restaurants, you know, seem to be doing fairly well with it. You know, most of them have tents and then the way you've probably seen the way Josh has it set up on Thursday evenings when he has the farmer's market, it's adjacent to, you know, the outdoor seating, which is nice. So the two, I think, complement one another on that day.
Denise, does it look like the farmer's market is reasonably popular?
I have only stopped by to the farmer's market once, and it was nearing the end. I'm going to try and stop by this week again. I missed it last week. I was there the week before, so I couldn't tell how busy they were. I know he added a new – he only had five vendors to start, and he added a new one for this week, a blueberry farm. And he's been great to deal with, you know, sending me all of the required documentation and, you know – he's very organized.
Good. All right, I've that's my brain dump. Last week or two or three.
Can I just say real quick? Welcome back, Mayor Higgins. It's good to hear your voice. It's good to have you back.
The guy who
slept in for you for a few months was just terrible. Just absolutely terrible.
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice and the fact that you haven't changed a bit from your old ornery bear-like self, you know?
And poor Brian's not here to defend himself.
I'll steal on him tomorrow when we talk.
No, but in all seriousness, Mary Higgins, it's very good to hear your voice. It's very good to have you back in all
I know, John. I in all seriousness, I do appreciate the kind words. I really do.
Great to have you back. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up for the meeting?
No. I make a motion we adjourn.
Lazarus, second.
All in favor?
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. And until next time, have a good evening.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
Good night.
Have a great
day.
You too.
I had to stop this thing.
The X at the bottom.
I got it.
Not very